James, the Apostle Paul, I was taught the Apostle Paul got revelation most of them by praying in the Spirit. I want to encourage you to pray in the Spirit more. He said, I spoke in tongues more than any of you. All this he got it from when he was speaking. I think over 9 months in every day he was praying and praying and praying, and God downloaded this. And then that is found in the book of Galatians. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? This is what ministers through whom we believe, as the Lord gives to each of you. There are ministries that God will give to each of you. They have a specific function. And this is verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, and God increased. Verse 7. So then, he who plants is anything, or he who waters, but God is the one who will increase. I want to say to you, God will give you increase. Say with me, I'm in alignment for God to increase.
I'm in alignment for God to increase.
Okay, there's a certain principles you want to increase. Like saying, sowing and reaping give you the increase in finances and many things. But in increase, there's an attitude. Say with me, attitude. Alignment. Say alignment.
Alignment.
An attitude of alignment.
Attitude.
Receive planting.
Receive planting.
And watering. Okay, if you come, you feel like here this morning and say, Lord, I want you to plant seeds, eternal seeds into my heart, as the word of God will be preached. Say, as you say, Lord, plant seeds into my life. Water it. Paul said, I planted, but why Apollos watered? No, I planted, but Apollos watered. But God from heaven will give you personal increase. That's the principle of God. It doesn't come from any of us or servants of God, or even into the church. But when you say, Lord, plant for me this morning, seek and water everything that I have. And the guarantee of the word of God that never lies is God will give increase. Say with me, God will give increase.
God will give,
God will give me increase.
God will give me increase.
I activate that dimension right now,
Lord.
As we come in this alignment and say, Lord, in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, I want to come into a position that whoever speaks, wherever the word of God preaches, I want planting and watering so that you will increase. Lord, I pray that there will be an attitude, a Holy Ghost attitude of receiving your word.
Amen.
And while watering the word, and we thank you from heaven, you will give us personal increase. I activate personal increase.
Amen.
I activate
Amen.
Personal increase.
Yes.
That each of us will increase and increase in every dynamic, especially in the word of God and in faith in the dimension. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us a dynamic power of reaching out to you, praying in the Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, that you will activate right now, that we will connect with you in the Spirit, that there will be an increase of faith, increase of
ministry,
increase in dynamic power. Lord, to move in the gift, I pray that also, Lord, that there will be a planting, that in the Spirit that we will know how to touch God, communing with God, and we want to move into the speed of light.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I activate our salvation. I activate dynamic power of the healing, resurrection power. I cancel sickness, diseases, illness, and every form. I cancel it right now in Jesus' name. We pray and release the healing power of Jesus. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. The resurrection power into our spirit, into our soul, and into our body. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I would encourage you, these few days the Lord will be speaking, pray in tongues. If you are sick, pray in tongues. Your body will come in alignment with God. If you are confused, mental disease or anything is demonic, when you pray in tongues, God will take you through. God will give you the increase. You want faith? Pray in tongues, because wealth, faith in Greek by the word of God, and also praying in tongues.
Yep.
Okay. You want to be pure, you want to be righteous, you want to take authority over situation, pray in the Spirit. There is a revival of tongues that is coming in.
Amen.
Into the body of Christ. I want you to get it. Pray, start easy. You do not have to learn. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. You touch God.
Yeah.
Communion with God. It's easy. In fact, the word of God, you don't need any effort. Praying in tongues, you no effort. You can just pray in the Spirit. In your bed, wherever you are, you're driving, just be conscious and start praying in the Spirit. You move into the Spirit realm. That is a dynamic. You see, I want to also tell you this. This is what I saw. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, of tongues becomes a big thing. Until it becomes a controversy. But you don't have to be frightened of controversy. It is God's dynamic power. You move into the realm of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praying in tongues. Say we've been praying in the Spirit.
Praying
in the Spirit. Can we pray in a few minutes in the Spirit?
Hallelujah.
Shout out to Lord.
Momentum.
You need momentum in our spirit. God is going to give you momentum this morning. Say, I will receive planting and watering. Lord, you give me increase. I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.